Okay, I want to discuss the nature of some Gedalia. We have a timeless today. What exactly is the significance of Gedalia? What are we trying to commemorate? So the Rambam here in Hilchos Tanios, Perkei, Halacha Aleph, writes, Ish sham yomim shekol Yisrael misani behen, fnei atzara she'eru behen, kdei l'or ha'levok, l'levavos, l'ftoch na'ati tshuva. There are numerous days, a number of days over the course of the year that we fast, to be ma'or tshuva, So one of these days is Tzom Gedalia. So how does the Rambam describe the reason for the Tanis? What are we trying to commemorate? Nichbeis kachelas Yisrael v'nishara v'sivig l'hasam galusam. So Gedalia died, or was killed rather, so that was like the nail in the coffin in terms of, you know, Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, and at that point the Galus, you know, really began. No more Jewish sovereignty, and that was, and for that we're being misavel. So there's a question with Chalal, you know, these Tanios of, you know, Sarvateves and Yizayim and Tammuz, and so Gedalia, is it really a velus like Tisha B'Av, or is it more like Liftoch Darkei Tshuva, like Rambam says? Rambam seems to be saying it's connected to a velus, but really it's primarily Tshuva. Some Rishonim view it as really more like Tisha B'Av, more like a velus. But either way, the reason for this Tanis is Nichbeis Kachelet Yisrael. We don't have Jewish sovereignty, as you're pointing out. And that makes a lot of sense. The problem is, the Gemara doesn't sound like that. Look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Chesmon Peis. The Gemara says, so much should be the Tzom of the seventh month of Tishrei. Tishlosha b'Tishrei, shebo nera Gedalia ben Achikam, umi harago, yishmoral b'nesanya harago. Lam d'cha sheshkulam yisosun shal tzadikim, kastrefes v'es elokeni. What is the pashas of the Gemara? Why do we fast the Tzom Gedalia? Pardon? Yeah, a tzaddik died. It's a little loud. Maybe you can close the window. Thank you. The Gemara isn't connected. Pardon? Oh, so you're saying lots of tzaddikim died. So some of you point out is this is not just a tzaddik. Shenera bo gedal yechikon. Miharago Yishmael ben Esanya. What do you need to tell me? Miharago and Yishmael ben Esanya. Meaning, open the Tanakh. Now, could be open the Tanakh. I think the assumption was that people didn't know Tanakh. So why does the Gemara tell you who killed him? A Jew killed him. So maybe it's a tzaddik who was killed by a Jew. And then still you can ask, you know, a lot of the Nevi'im were killed by, you know, it's not the only type of, you know, assassination that we had in our history. But okay, thank you. It makes a difference. There's a lot of noise outside. Oh. You know, it wasn't enough Uri Yeshenim with the shofar. They have a little more Uri Yeshenim going on. So the pashas of the Gemara here is that we fast as Gedalia l'amdecha sheshkula misasin shel tzaddikim kaseves ve'elokeinu. To teach us that misas tzaddikim is a terrible thing. There's even a version in the Medrash that says that it's worse than seves ve'elokeinu. Here it says sheshkula, it's equal. There's a Medrash that says that misas tzaddikim is even worse than seves ve'elokeinu. So if you look at the psukim in Zechariah, the Pesukim speak about how the Jewish people asked if they should continue to fast already after, you know, when they came back, started building the second base of Migdash. It wasn't completed yet, but they asked V'yishlach base El Shar Etzer V'regem Melech, these are people's names, V'nashav L'chalos Espen Hashem. They asked Leimor Alekohanim Hashem L'veis Hashem Tzvakos V'lenevim Leimor Ha'efke V'chodesh HaChamish. Should we fast in Tisha B'Av? You know, we went to Galus, now we're coming back. We're on our way back. So should we, we're building the Beis HaMikdash, should we fast on Tisha B'Av? Efka, B'chodesh HaChamishi, in Av. He nazer, kasher asisi, ze kama shanim. Should I abstain, like a nazir, should I abstain from eating, abstain from tanugim, on Tisha B'Av? V'hidu v'ar Hashem tzvakos, elai leimor. Emor el kol ama aretz, v'el kohanim leimor, ki tzamsem v'svod v'chamishi v'shvi, ze shivim shana atzom, tzamas ni'ani. So the question is exactly what the pasuk means, but he's like, did you fast for me? You know, why did you fast in the Chamishi and the Shvi? Now you're about, the pastor says, now you're in Eretz Yisrael, so you shouldn't stop fasting. You should. Mezagin. So what's interesting is that the pasuk says they asked about the Chodesh HaChamishi, they asked about Tisha B'Av, and the response was, you fasted in the fifth month, in Av, and in the seventh month. Today, meaning Tzom Gedalia. So the Rashash learns from these psukim, Nira Lomar, the Samich Bezeh Alakra de la'elmine. Says the Rashash, why did the Navi emphasize Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedalia? Must be there are two different types of fasts. There's the fasts of the Tani, of Churban Bayis, Tisha B'Av, and there's a fast of Nisa Tzaddikim. That's how he learns. That's where the Gemara got it from. And the Aruch HaNer actually says that was the Girsa of the Gemara. At one point, that was the Girsa of the Gemara. The Gemara had this. So.
Why do we have to say that
Zechariah
is referring to
Tzom Gedalia? Why can't we say it's not even in the Kippur? The question was about it. Well, the later, the next paragraph in Zechariah speaks about how in the future the, these Taniyos of the source number 10, Tzom Revi, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Shvi, V'Asiri, Yehel, Yehuda, L'Sos, L'Sos, L'Sos. So,
you say that like, Yom Kippur and Tamar Mashiach will be also won't be fast.
Is that right? Yom Kippur won't be a fasting? I'm not familiar. I mean, Yom Kippur is a yontif. There's no question. Even today it's a yontif. It's a simcha of kabbaras avonos. It's a very, you know, complex day. There's nuim, and there's fear, and there's also simcha. The Mefarshim assume is talking about Tzom Gedalia. That's Tzom HaShavi. Oh, so I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. That's a good, it's a good hara. You know, if you really think that Tzom Gedalia is like Seves Pesel Kenu, maybe it should be more like Tisha B'Av. But let's work with the assumption that this Tzom HaShavi is referring to, that's what the Rosh Hashanah assumed, is referring to, you know, fasting on Tzom Gedalia. And the Navi says, fast on Tisha B'Av, and you know what's fast on Tzom Gedalia. So the Rashash says that shows that these are two different types of fasts. There's the Zecher L'Chorban fasts, Avelus fast, and then there's Misa Sadikin fast. That's Tzom Gedalia. Now, the truth is that the Malbim there pulls in the opposite direction. If you look at the Malbim, source number 5, Mashallah, Shalu al Yeser Atzomos, Ki Atzom Ashvir, al Rigas Gedalia, al Nistapku Klau, Ki Atzom Hazer, Babi Fne, Shaz Nechav Yishuv Aretz, Shehishir Nivuzadran, Takas Yad Gedalia, Midalas Am, the Komari Vyogin. So, even after the Korban, there were still some Jews left under Gedalia's sovereign rule. By day Arigas, Gedalia, Baruchu Min Aretz. After Gedalia was assassinated, everybody left. Va'achar She'ata Hoshav Yishuv Ha'aretz. Now, in time of Baisheni, they're already coming back, time of Ezra, Al Mechono. Came and Sheshav Uksas Kamis Pashayu Gedalia in Rakam Latzum Lezeh. So the way the Malam learns it is that the Navi pointed out you don't have to fast on Tzom Gedalia because that was like the most obvious thing. That was like, we had a couple thousand Jews, 10,000 Jews, whatever it was. And now we have 10,000 Jews. Of course you don't have to fast that. The Chiddush is even Tisha B'Av because the Mikdash wasn't fully completed at that point. But either way, we have two understandings here. What's the purpose of Tzom Gedalia? Is it part of the Zecher L'Chorban fasts? Korban slash tshuva, or is it teaching us a different concept of misas tzaddikim? And misas tzaddikim is constrained by special okenu, that there's a terrible reality when a tzaddik is killed, dies, and certainly if he's killed, by another Jew. So those are the two understandings, the two main understandings. You mentioned the concept of misas tzaddikim. So it's actually interesting, the Gemara in White Kavim says that Misa Tzaddikim is actually a good thing, meaning not that we want the person to die, but when he dies, it provides us with kapara. So look at source number 6, Gemara in White Kavim, Amar v'ami lama nispacha Misa Miriam l'parshas paraduma, lama l'cha paraduma mechaperes, af Misa Tzaddikim mechaperes. So this woman, Miriam, her death was mechaper, like a paraduma is mechaper. Amar v'lozer lama nispacha Misa Aaron l'bigdei kuna, l'bigdei kuna mechaperin af Misa Tzaddikim mechaperin. When Aaron died, it's a kapara like Bigday Kahuna or Machat. So, are we speaking a terrible thing? Is we speaking a good thing? So the Pnei Yeshua there says, El da ani nami yiko lemeimer desof sof kevin the misa tzadikim mechaperes leka tzara kol kach. When a tzadik dies, it's a terrible thing. But we also have a positive outcome. There's kapara. But she'en ken misas kedalia shehiyal yishmol v'nisaniya. Shehayam Yisrael mizeram luka l'shayach lomer nishum misasum mechaperes. The other amistama haya ketzav gadol al Yisrael b'zeh. Mishumachi nishtane Mishram Yisas Sadiqim Avagav the Zachariah Mishaya and Eru Gamkin of Israel. The author came and tried of his mana bias Lonikval Yom Tainis Kain Yerli. So Pesach says that Mishas Sadiqim has a positive element. That's when they die a natural death. If they're killed by another Jew, so then we think it's just terrible. We wanted to commemorate that idea of Mishas Sadiqim being so terrible, like Shkula Kesrefes Bezal Kainu, and that's why we have a fast day. For some Gedalia. We don't know if it's fast day for Zechariah. We don't know if it's fast day for Yeshaya. Because that was time to say Migdash, so that's somehow awaited. I'm not exactly sure how to explain it. But either way, we have two understandings here. What's the significance of some Gedalia? Some Gedalia, is it Zecha Lechorban slash Tshuva? Or is it me to teach us the concept of Misa Tzadikim, Shkula, Kastrefa, Spesa, Lekegum? Now, there is a third side that I was hoping somebody would say, which I think is kind of obvious, but I haven't found anybody suggest it. What time of the year are we in now? Tzerzei Tshuva. So Yoni's saying there's a minute fast, Tzerzei Tshuva. In fact, there is a minhag from the Gaonim, they fast every day. They fast Rosh Hashanah, fast in Shabbos Tshuva. They just wouldn't fast Erev Kippur, because if you fast Erev Kippur, you can't fast Yom Kippur. So then they would like make it up by Erev Rosh Hashanah. They wanted to fast 10 days. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, 9 out of the 10 days of Tzerzei Tshuva. So I thought that maybe, you know, that minhag kind of fell to the wayside. Our minhag is to eat on Rosh Hashanah, eat on Shabbos Tshuva. But there's still a minhag that some have to fast on the weekdays of Tzerzei Tshuva. It still exists. I don't know how many people do it. I don't. But in fact, the Minhag Ashkenaz is always start Slichas 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why 4 days before Rosh Hashanah? Because we want to make up those days. We want to have, you're going to be able to fast 6 days in Tzerzei Tshuva, because you don't fast Rosh Hashanah 2 days from Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So that's 4 days. So the Minhag Ashkenaz is always have 4 days of Slichas before Rosh Hashanah to fast those, to have a total of 10 days. So maybe we fast on this day, okay, Gedalia died, but Zechariah also died. So did Yeshaya, and they were killed by Jews. But maybe we dafka chose, Chazal chose to make some Gedalia because it's a way of starting the Tshuva process. So I thought somebody would say that. Additionally, there is a concept, as I mentioned before, of Misa Sadiki Mechaper. So the Pasha says that it's only when he dies, right? Only when he dies. If you just commemorate, we just mention it, it's not a Kapara. But the Rav said that the reason we mention Asaras Harugui Malchus and Yom Kippur, it's not like on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, we mentioned Asaras Harugui Malchus. Why? We did Avelus. So the Rav, on Kippur there's no Avelus. Why mention Asaras Harugui Malchus? The Rav said, because Misa Sadikim is Mechaper, and the Chiddush of the Rav is that just mentioning the Misa Sadikim is also a Kapara, which is like not so obvious. You know, okay, they died then. But no, we mention it, that somehow provides us Kapara. So maybe we commemorate, you know, I'll put it on the side here. Maybe it's somehow to encourage tshuva, you know, so it's tshuva, or maybe it's misas tzadikim, is mechaper, and mentioning it is mechaper. Lastly, again, in the Satanist Mahalak, which again I'm not going to actually run with, but there's a very strange Gemara in Nida Samach Aleph. If you look at the Gemara in Nida Samach Aleph, Tana hu habor shemila yishma v'nisanya chalalim. Dechsev habor asher hishlich sham es yishmael es kol pigre anashim asher hika biyad Gedalia. Who killed them? Pasuk says hika biyad Gedalia. Now, Gedalia didn't kill anybody. Gedalia was killed. V'chi Gedalia hargan hal yishmael hargan. Wow. The Gemara says on some level Gedalia was at fault. He was warned and he didn't want to be Makabala Shihara, and he maybe was a little bit too naive, and he said it'll be fine, and then he was killed, and then not just he was killed, a lot of people were killed, and he's held responsible. It's men's of achrayis. So what's tshuva about? Part of tshuva is achrayis achay. You have to recognize you sinned. It's very hard for us to accept that we sinned. We don't like taking responsibility in general. I can speak for myself. Gedalia is being told, listen, you should have taken more responsibility. So maybe part of tshuva is taking responsibility. We say, even though Gedalia was a victim, in some ways, the flake's a victim. But even the victim, on some level, had a certain hand in what happened, apparently. So again, all these are ways of claiming that maybe, you know, so Gedalia is connected to the Seder Tshuva, it's connected to mentioning Mises Zadikim, as Mechaper, maybe it's mentioned to taking Achrayut, that, you know, Gedalia should have took more responsibility, v'chule. So I'm not going to go with that, because I don't think that's the mainstream understanding, although, like I said, I would... hoping somebody would have said it, but okay.
Can you say that connects to the Sarah Tarzan?
The what?
They had a charge of people, that they were the ones who the doors really charged, like they were the ones who were keeping the doors sustained. There's a Torah learning and stuff like that.
So when they were killed, did they do anything wrong? To
that's the question. Did they do anything wrong if they were killed?
I don't
know. Either. We're connecting to the third.
So then it would be, definitely.
Balaam wouldn't preclude lots of Achronim from saying it, but it could be that historically it doesn't make sense to say that this fast, which is extremely old, can't be explained by a minhag that came later to fast during the Seder Tshuva.
You're saying that the minhag of fast during the Seder Tshuva was a later minhag, and therefore
it might be.
I think it's mentioned in the Gaonim. I don't know if it was mentioned. I don't know of any source indicating that. You know, but
it's only Dalia is.
No, but the idea that fasting is a way of doing Tshuva is clear, you know, in the Pesukim.
Correct.
So this is a Seder Tshuva. This is a Seder Tshuva. It's not, you know, maybe it wasn't a minhag to fast the whole time, but you know, it's not mina nimna, I think, even if that minhag wasn't prevalent in terms of the whole time, that Chazal would have wanted to, you know, dafka commemorate something Gedalia because it's a Seder Tshuva. And Tshuva and fasting go together.
Okay,
so I want to explore a couple of Nachmanides' question. We mentioned already previously that the Pesukim later in Zechariah speak about how the Asid Lava, Sheikh Sunakam, and we'll have Liya Yantif. These fasts will turn into Yom Tovim. Komar Hashem, source number 10, Hashem Tzvakot, Vitzom Ravi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShavi'i, Tzom HaSiri, Yelabes Yehuda, Vitzos HaSimcha, Lamu'ani Tovim, Emes Vashalom Ahim. So in the future, these are going to be Yom Tovim. Ma'amad. And so, Asid Lav. So Michael's saying a what? If it's Zekel HaKorban, it makes sense. Asid Lav. So now, you know, Baruch Hashem, there's the bias. We don't need Zekel HaKorban, right? We have a bias. Question is, it's the purpose of the fast is to teach us the severity of Mises Tzadikim. So it's very nice that we have Mashiach. We have Mises Mikdash. Wonderful. But don't we still want to understand that value of Mises Tzadikim as being a terrible thing? So the Sfas Emes was wondering about this. Shom v'gamar, source 11, Tzomer Shvi, v'gimel tishvi, shubo ne'er Gedalia, l'andcha sheshkula Mises Tzadikim kesreifa space elokim. Nir l'farish b'shum dekoshe, ma inyan litlos Tzom Gedalia b'vinyan v'ayis. Why are they connected? V'lomenis batel, hatanis k'shenivde v'ayis sheni, b'zeh achiyach sheshkula Mises Tzadikim kesreifa space elokim. Okay, so he gives a report that once you have Mises Tzadik is the, you know, there's no more or. And we have the Mises Mikdash, you have so much or, it kind of makes up for that. But then he says, I don't understand why he said more Poshut. Ach Kosher Emes Minolei Ha. The Pashat Yosef Lahayalomar, the tiny son of Dali, who al Shikava Gechelas Hanisheres, Shodokayim, Shayim Nisharim, Odom Mokom, Vesa Mikdash, Kumash Kosav Aramba, Milkos Tanios, the Alkol Misa Sadikim, Lodik Futanis. So he says, I don't understand why the Gemara doesn't say the Rambam. The Rambam says it's Pashtas. Okay, so just a formulation. So again, so as I said, the explanation that through the building of the Vesa Mikdash, so that somehow gives us the or that we lose through the Misa Tzadik. And that's like a filter. I think that the answer to that is that once you have the Yisrael Mikdash, you want to have a Yontif. And now the Nisas Tzadik, the Or that we lost from Nisas Tzadik, we have so much Or, so we'll have a Yontif.
On that day.
You're saying why does that become a Yontif?
It's celebrating the Beit HaMikdash.
No.
But this is not if I was mourning
about the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So now it's a holiday celebrating.
I wasn't mourning
the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash in the first place.
No, but you're celebrating the fact that you don't fast at that day anymore because there's so much light given that the Beit HaMikdash is here. The question of why there's a loss of light.
I hear Michael's tired. Meaning Michael's saying it's not if you fast because of Beit HaMikdash, you celebrate that we have Beit HaMikdash.
It's not a lot.
And you have to say, I think what you're already saying, that since we fasted because we didn't have Or, and now we have this amygdash with so much Or, so then it turns into a yontif. But it's a little more of a kvetcha. Okay. Another nafkamina, getting to the point Shlomo raised before. The Gemara said it's shkula k'strefes basic lokenu. So on Tisha, how do we fast? Pardon? 24 hours, and we have an intense experience of Tamishay Nui. We don't have that on Sogi Dali. So, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch from Shlomo Godspeed wrote a Sefer on Chomish called Sefer HaPiryon. So, he wonders about this. He's quoting the Medrash, Kasha Yoser. Oh, no, the Shkulim, like our Gemara, that's Shkulim. We started already, and how come this tiniest doesn't start at night, and how come there aren't any inuim? So he quotes Yerushalmi that basically says that Chazal didn't want to make two taniyos within a span of 40 days. It's too hard. The Gemara Yerushalmi says that Shiva Zavitam was also should have been like Tisha B'Av, but it's too hard to fast a full day, 3 weeks apart. It's too hard. So to here, we have Yom Kippur, so Chazal couldn't institute a fast of 25 hours, 7 days before Yom Kippur. It's too challenging, too physically. So Mela, they allowed us to fast only, 12 hours instead of fasting 24 hours. Fundamentally, what he's arguing is that this kindness is very, very chomer, right? And if you look at the Merobe Sodeh, the Mitziv, he actually argues that they used to fast 25 hours. When they were Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, there was only one day of Rosh Hashanah, either the first or the second, depending on when the Eidim came. And then they would fast 25 hours on Gimel Tishrei. 25 hours. He says, Lamza Kashashkula Misa Sadikim Kasrefas Besilokenu. Kasha Minolan Desrefas Besilokenu. Dilma Keenach Mili Tekili Misrefas Besilokenu. Maybe it's less chomer. While Behemek Shela Varshas Tava Biarti Yafe. The Soma Reviva Asir Enam Ela Beyon Velo Belaila Kamosh Anu Nohagim. Look around that. Rak Soma Chamishi Vashvi Heim Gam Belaila. Haim Zachsiva Zacharia. Ki tzamta usvod v'chamishi v'shvi, sh'ayu nohagim v'tzom ha'shvi k'mo b'chamishi. V'amir is kinos, they would say kinos. Hainu svod v'tzom k'mo tishava. Ela she'hivsiku mi'az hayu Rosh Hashanah mi'ubar v'leyoch lo'hafsiku ad yom b'sheini v'asu v'asu k'shar tzomas. Once they started keeping 2 days in Rosh Hashanah, so you can't start to fast at night, because you would have to start like at the tail end of Rosh Hashanah, the second day. So immediately you started to know like only the fast is from the morning of Tzomi Dali. So you have over here Achronim who are suggesting that really take the Gemara literally, because space volcano, it's like Tisha B'Av. So how would that fit well? Meaning, if it's a question of Zecher L'Chorban, so we have Tisha B'Av, and then we have the other Somos. So L'chora, this is one of the other somos. It's not Tisha B'Av. It's like something that it's like Asar B'Tevet. It's like Zayin B'Tammuz, etc. So just you would say, Rak Bayom. But if it's Misa Sadikim, Kshkula, Kshrefa, Space Elokeinu, so you'd say that what? It should be like Tisha B'Av. Read the screen. Okay, what am I timing? I'm timing that if it's part of the fast that surround Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is the main fast, and then other fasts that surround it. So then the other fasts are more kal. But ironically, if you say then you might argue that it really is more chomer. It's like Tisha B'Av, and maybe it's Yoser Kesreves Veselokenu. And you would say you should be fasting on a hypothetical level, and see if it's even a practical level, you should fast 25 hours with Chamisha Inui. Another interesting nafka mina. When did Gedalia die? What did the Gemara say? Gemara said, source number two, the third of Tishrei. What does the Rambam say? Source number one. The third of Tishrei. What does it say in the Tanakh? Look at source number 14. It says, Vayihi b'chodesh hashvi. That's the story of a chodesh hashvi. It doesn't say what day. Now, what does the word chodesh mean? The first day. The first day. Pashas chodesh means the first day. The Radak says, Vayihi b'chodesh hashvi, k'mo mochar chodesh, uv'rosh hashana ne'era g'dai. Gedalia was killed when? On Rosh Hashanah. The kavua tiny, so would say Rosh Hashanah if they should yontif. They couldn't fast on yontif, so they pushed it off. Okay, we keep 2 days yontif. They pushed off the gimel tishrei. So there's a machlokas in Metzias. When was Gedalia killed? Was he killed on the first? Was he killed on the third? So if you learn like the Radak, the pashas of the pasuk, vachodesh ha-shvi, so there's a machlokas achronim. If this tinus has a din of nidcha, we know that when a tinus falls, let's say on Shabbos, Tishma falls on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday, they're more certain kulas because it's nidcha. So what about this tinus? Is this betoras nidcha? So if we look at the Sefer HaMinhagim, source number 15, Yeshu Yisha Kasev Shegedalia Nerag Rosh Hashanah V'Nidcha L'Tinus L'Lemachon Chen Yishla Hakel V'Yoldos She'ira Atanis Af She'Bishar Tinus Tzibur Nagol Itanus Kol Zman She'in Lem Chulsha V'Nisrepu V'Lidasa V'Kol Mekom B'Zeh She'ish Lomar She'lo Nikfa B'Zmano Yishla Hakel V'Chshah Shmuat. He quotes from the Mat Ephraim that it's the Torah's Nidcha V'Ayin El Yerav V'Shai Tshuva. So there are a number of achronim who say that some Gedalia is more kal.
More kal than what?
Yeah, it'd be like an Asar HaMetevah is nidcha. I don't think we have that. Yud Zayim Tam was nidcha. It would be like Yud Zayim Tam was nidcha. It would be more mate. If you look at the Haras of Yashiv, he touches the point that Michael raised before, that it became a yontif. Right? It's good. Lasi Lov is going to become a yontif. So when's it going to be a yontif? What day is going to be a yontif? Rosh Hashanah already is a yontif. So Gimel Tishrei is going to be a yontif. So says Rabbi Yashiv, you can't say it's nidcha. If Gimel Tishrei is going to become a yontif, it must be that's really the day. L'chora l'fi dvareinu dvarav shnepach l'simcha hayat tzarech liyos b'yontif be'echad b'tishrei. V'lein in yontif shavo ein tam l'tchoso. V'shmaitin mubur de yontif shalo gam kein b'gimel tishrei. L'asi d'lava Gimel Tishrei is going to be a yontif. Today. V'chazina da'achri shenidcha l'shlishi b'tishrei oz kfar nikfa shezeu yomo. So Rabbi Yashiv says, even if we think that really Gedalia was killed on the first of Tishrei, the day was Nikba on Gimel. And nevertheless, in Mavo, the Yontif will be on Gimel. Question?
Arisha. How
it's a good question. I mean, sometimes Mefarshim or Chumash and Tanakh are willing to argue in Gemaras. It could be there was another source of Chazal, you know, that could be the Gemara means is that we're no way to fast on Gimel. Not that he died, he was killed. The question is how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says the Shlishi Shabo Nerag. It sounds like he was killed in Gimel. But like you could learn, you know, in the Chodesh, and then they were Kovea, that's my.
Also, I mean, the Relax knowns do this, meaning also with Yahshua, he goes out of his way to
right.
To give any appearance that goes completely against him.
Yeah, certain Rishonim were felt free, you know, in terms of. Right.
Totally.
So we have a question here. If really, let's assume like Aradak, he was killed on the first of Tishrei, and we fast on the third of Tishrei. So we have a Cholkas Achronim, is it a Torah Nidcha or not? Sefer Machakim brings a lot of Achronim says Torah Nidcha, and Rav Yashi says, no, what Pidom was Nidcha? They were Kovei and Agimel, it's not a Torah Nidcha. So I wanted to tell this on the Chakir. It's not Mukhrach, but what do you think? If it's a question of Mises Tzadikim, so what are we commemorating? The day he died. Remember the day he died, then is it a Torah Nidcha or not a Torah Nidcha? Pardon? Right, meaning it could be, well, technically we'll fast, you know, but it'll only be Torah Nidcha. We can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, so we're going to fast for Torah Nidcha because we're just commemorating a Yortzeit. Yortzeit is Aleph Tishrei. So we're going to fast to commemorate it, but we'll do it with Torah Nidcha. If you say that we want to commemorate the Zecher L'Korban, The day that actually happened, the day that Gedalia was killed, this was significant, because we don't care about Gedalia, we don't care about Gedalia, but really, it's the ramification that after Gedalia died, so all the Jews in Israel, you know, left. So therefore, the day might not be so significant. So even if Gedalia was killed on Aleph Tishrei, Kubi Chazal were Koveya, they were Koveya Gimel, because they said, hey, Aleph, we can't establish a fast. So we'll establish the fast on a different day, but like Rav Rashi says, that is the day, and therefore Lasi Lava, it'll become a yontif, even if it was killed on Aleph, Gimel is going to be a yontif. Okay. One more nafkamina, which you know might or might not be connected. It's an interesting discussion in its own right. It's really a topic of a Chapura. There is a big, this kind of big. There is a discussion in Achronim. What happens if a person is weak? So if he fasts today, he won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. So this is part of a broader discussion, you know, halachic planning. A person is in jail, they say he can leave one day. So I didn't put on tefillin today, so I should leave to put on tefillin. Or I said, no, I'd rather leave, you know, for Yom Kippur, to leave for, you know, for a more significant day, for the Pesach Seder. You know, do I have to, you know, look at halacha, you know, here and now, or can I have a broader view and say, listen, I mean, spiritually speaking, it's better for the guy to come out of jail on Yom Kippur than it is to come out to put on your tefillin today. So how do you look at that? Do you have the right to have a broader view, or do you have to take a more limited view? So that's probably the main issue here. You have a chiyuv to fast, chiyuv, you know, Ravana, let's say. So can you, should you do it now, even though you're going to have to eat? You say, oh, you'll be honest there. You're honest, not a problem. Or you say, no, let's look at the big picture. You should eat today and fast Yom Kippur. So that's an interesting question. If you look here in the Stechemed, Mi Shabara Lo Sheim Yis'an Etzom Gedalia Yazik Lo Etzom Yom Kippur V'yelo Machala Shenogea L'Safik Pukuk Nefesh V'yisarech Lechol Yom Kippur Sheim Lo Yis'an Yom Kippur Are you onus? Onema Lo Yis'an Etzom Gedalia Kedei Sheyukol Yis'an Etzom Yom Kippur. Do we say that, listen, you fast now, and if you're honest, you're honest. Or you say, no. Eat now in order to plan ahead to fast and give. That's an interesting question. Like I said, it's a topic for a Chabura on its own. But I thought maybe to connect it to this Chakira, especially if you want to revive the third side. The third side I presented was that we're not fasting here in connection to the Beis HaMikdash. We're not fasting in connection to the teaching us the severity of Misa Tzedikim. We're fasting because this is Aseret Teshuvah, the first of, you know, it's not really the first of Aseret Teshuvah in our experience, it's the first of Aseret Teshuvah. And therefore, we want to, you know, start with the Tanis, which is going to help us, you know, do Teshuvah. So I was thinking that maybe if you take this approach, that it's a question of Teshuvah, so you might say, well, what do you mean? You're going to eat now so you'll be able to fast Yom Kippur. This is your chance to do tshuva at the first opportunity, and therefore you should fast now, even if it means eating on Yom Kippur. Again, it's not mukrach at all, because you might argue that dafkifs they're on the same wavelength. They're all about tshuva, so maybe we should hold off to the main tshuva. Tying this, Kippurim is obviously the main day of tshuva, but I thought it was an interesting, issue b'chalal so raised, and maybe it's connected. If you think it's connected, the tainus zechel chorban or misa nadikim solchara, it's hard to imagine we're going to let somebody fast on tainus some gedalia and then have to eat on Yom Kippur. Again, it's totally how you look at halachic planning. It's totally how you look at a ma'aseh ba'ones. Is it a ma'aseh ba'ones and avera, etc. Okay. Kuk nefesh hotra d'chuya. So just to summarize, what we saw here was two main understandings why we fast on Tzom Gedalia. Is it Zechel Korban, or is it to teach us the severity of Mitzvah Tzedikim? I brought three nafkaminas to that question. I just want to conclude with a piece from Tzadok. Look at here, source number 18. V'tchilas haknisa like shofar d'Rosh Hashanah shum orer yishani mitarimasa. Shofar woke us up. Hakol shofar machri libo ma'ororo adshir rechokim nasu krovim. We have a concept. We have drisha and kriya, right? That's the Gemara here, source number 8, right? Yeshua Hashem himatzo, kru b'yoso karav. So the Rav Tzadok picks up on this Gemara. He says, first you wake up. You wake up through the shofar. Then you have the drisha and the kriya. Hashem always answers our tefillahs. Im to Jeshenu Yimtsa Lecha Karav Hashem Lechol Karav. Lekaro Lokavazman. Zeru Shelo Nichtam Ha'avon. Aval Drisha Hu Vemaisa Vedivur Levad. Kishelo Higia Dain Lekudas Alev. Achar Shinis Arvev Hasor Shabi Isa Ideis Shofar. Now Yitzhahara, you know, the shofar kind of woke us up to escape the Yitzhahara. Is Amis Lagalus Ritzono Hanelam Shulasus Ritzoni Sparach Tchila Bedrisha Ide Kopanim Befoa Mamish Kamiras Tfilas Tachunim. We start Drisha. What's Drisha? Says Ritzalek. We start davening. Slichos. Vaydeze Yavo Lamedrega Kriya MS Milev Vaadshi Yavo Lamedrega Yazav Rasha Darka. So there's Drisha to start davening, and there's Kriya. Kriya apparently is a higher level. Shizel Tshuva Shleima Vaziva Sachet. Legamre, Kumash Amru, Hechi Dami Valchuva, Osa Isha, Valchuva is a person who has the same opportunity, the same Yitzhahara, and overcomes it. Hainu Darko Hakodem Shaosvo Zeo Valchuva Gomor, Ad Madrigas Vyashu Valshem Devekus, Vua Makom Shavalichuva Omdim, Shainzadikim Gmurim Om. Achrav Tzom Gedali, who das Hamechaber Hadrisha Vakria Lios, Nikba Lev, Achiucha Latzis Lefoal, Aziva Sarasha. So says Rav Tzadok, this day, Tzom Gedaliah is the first day we woke up on Rosh Hashanah, and now we get going. Now we're on our path to Drisha and Kriya to Yom Kippur. Ad Gemar Ma'isav Yom Kippurim to Kohen Gadol Nichlas Kachin Kadashim El Hashem Mamish Makom Shein Tzadikim Gemurim Yicholim La'amod Chol Shana Kula Rak Yom Kippurim to Akol Bali Tshuva. So this is a day that we have opportunity to really not just wake up but start moving. Drisha v'kriya till we reach Mirz Hashem, the Kavara Gemura of Yom HaKippurim. Wish everybody Baruch HaSim Tova.